Thank you for listening, everyone.
Goodbye.
And that would be the last thing you hear.
If that 5-mile-wide video is heading towards Earth.
Right. Like, outside, it's fire and brimstone. It is missiles coming from North Korea. Who knows?
It's the day after tomorrow.
Right. You have Woody Harrelson in his RV.
No, that was 2012.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Get your Roland Emmerich films correct.
I'm sorry. Actually, did you see that movie by any chance?
I did.
It was fun to watch, but it was really fun to forget because it was so... John Cusack, I don't think you like John Cusack too much.
Give or take, you know. Yeah.
He's driving a limo, right? Through... rubble.
Crumbling buildings. Everything in that movie is the same thing. It's just like they miss him by 1 second, whether
but he's driving it literally off road on rumble. Wouldn't it have made more sense if he had one of those like Escalade limos, or you know, one of those ridiculous like rapper type of limos? Like with the big wheels.
Yes, you're
not,
right.
Not like a Lincoln Continental.
Ouch.
But all right, well, that would be what I just played, was released earlier today on a website.
Jalopnik?
Yeah, I never heard of it. And they claim that this is the Turner Doomsday video, the alleged Turner Doomsday video. Now, prior to today, have you ever heard of this video?
I have not. I recall a similar thing from Gremlins 2, mm-hmm. but I just thought that was Joe Dante being funny. You know, right. I didn't realize this was like some urban legend.
I do have that clip if you'd like to hear it from Gremlins 2.
Let's, because I think it's hysterical, and CNN really needed the Joe Dante touch.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I thought this would never run. Maybe it will. Now.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp cable network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, it's very uplifting.
And that's about as much as I want to see of Gremlins 2.
Oh,
no, dang. You know what? Actually, I don't. I don't recall ever seeing Gremlins 2. I did enjoy the first one. Maybe it's good. I'm not 100% sure.
It's good.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Is it better than the first?
I will just real quickly. I will say yes, because you have more gremlins doing more things. Whereas in the first one, they really parsed it out. But I like to. I thought it was very, very funny. I had some issues with it, but I still would recommend it.
Now, what would you recommend to somebody as a first-time viewer of these type of movies? Critters 2 or Gremlins 2? Totally different types of movies. I'm kidding. But same kind of – they look similar, right?
Critters, you know, it's 2. Funny. I don't – I know I've seen Critters 1 and 2, but – I don't remember anything about them, and mm-hmm. and the you know, it's a very low budget. Critters is a low budget rip on Gremlins, and right. And you know, they just, I don't know.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with low budget.
Ghoulies.
I remember Ghoulies fondly, actually. Like, that was always right next to 976 Evil or something. So the video we heard, the first video that we did play, was supposed to be played in the event of a catastrophic, apocalyptic ending of the world.
This is what Ted Turner has planned for CNN, which is a 24-hour news channel that will never go off the air except in the event of something cataclysmic.
Right. So, you know, in the past, this was always a joke, and you know, people always spoke about this, and I don't remember where I first heard about it, but they said, you know, if you get your hands on that, that's, you know, that's right up there with the day the clown cried, you know, And is that the right title of that movie, the Jerry Lewis?
The day the, yeah, I believe so, yes.
You know, it's really right up there with that. So it really gives me hope that these videos are out there. I mean, this is shot on a camcorder, right? So who's to say?
It's hard to, yeah, I guess it is, but the quality of the video that we see is not.
No, what he's doing, what I'm thinking is that this is being shot off of a, not a computer monitor, but a video monitor. The thing that you would preview video on before it goes to broadcast so that you can make sure that the crops are correct and the colors are correct and all of those right. type of things. They're very expensive. The perfect color correction and all that kind of stuff. And they're usually very high resolution. So you're taking a standard definition video, throwing it on a high resolution thing, and you're probably taking like maybe an iPhone and shooting an HD. It's like you're taking an HD video of an HD video screen of a low resolution or standard definition video to begin with.
So I mean, this was shot like back in
1979, maybe, you know?
Was it that early? CNN started?
I 1980, I think it started, right?
I couldn't tell you. I didn't have cable back then, so.
I said from 1980 on, news would always be there right for you, right until the very end. At its birth, the now moribund, that's a kind of thesaurus type word. news giant operated like many of the new media, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they were basically saying that that's where it says 1980. That's where I get my fact from. You know what? I'm going to do a quick little search on that. When did CNN first air? And yeah, 1980. It was founded in 1980. So you have to think this guy actually had the foresight or the obsession or I don't know what you really call it, the the disposable income to get this band together and film this with multiple camera angles, and it's beautifully shot and it's very somber and it's
I'm befitting the end of the world,
right? And what is the name of the song? Nearer My God to Thee. Which is what the band on the Titanic supposedly played as the ship went down.
That's the vibe I got from this playing, but I didn't know if that was the actual song played on the Titanic.
Now, the thing that's interesting is that came along with the rumor. It's like, and you know what? I have to guess that the rumor kind of is after Titanic movie came out. Because they're like, you know that song they're playing? You know, CNN has a video and they're ready to air it. And, you know, kind of like, you know, it's the story like New York Times has an obituary for everyone, that type of situation.
Now, we're sure, or you seem confident that this is on the level, that it's not
something
some
about this
kind
feels
of...
right.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been tricked before. You know, I believe that North Korea had hacked Sony, and that's complete nonsense.
Ouch.
Sony hacked Sony, I think, and they made a lot of money. But yeah, I think this is on the level.
The idea that this would be labeled doomsday video.
Well, what else would you call it?
Within the millions and millions of videos that are probably in their archives that this would be labeled doomsday video is just, I don't know, that in itself is kind of Joe Dante-ish. Imagine, you know, we worked at an entertainment center. Imagine if we came across shit like this.
Well, you know, when I worked for Newsday and did like layouts, you know, like late night layouts, you know, we were dealing with elections. We would do, the outcomes of sporting events. And we would always do two articles just so we can get it out there right away. So you're always prepared.
That.
Yeah, you're always prepared for the other, for the opposite outcome. You know, like with the World Series, we would actually do two covers for the World Series. Three, sometimes, depending.
Three?
Depending, like, if it goes, like, crazy overtime. You know, you're like, you want to have, like, you know, really kind of over-the-top, you know, type of situation. Like, New York slaughtered them. But, you know, but so imagine, those things so imagine, do exist.
So, okay, so imagine you're working in Newsday and you know, one night you have a small break and you're just going through the files and you see something like Newsday Doomsday cover.
Right.
Like, or a Doomsday file. You know, it's just like, this is crazy to think that someone actually
is that prepared.
Ted, you know, I can picture Ted Turner doing a clamp from Gremlins 2 and actually putting this together. You know, he's just full of that kind of.
Imagine Ted Turner's day. That day, he wakes up and, you know, he gets a phone call from his, you know, one of his assistants, and say, "Well, don't forget, you know, car's going to be by at 9 o'clock to take you to the Doomsday video shoot in your backyard." Oh. And he's like, "Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, we got to get that done. We're launching. Wait, hold on. Let me just finish colorizing this movie." You know, you remember he did all that? Are you a fan of colorizing?
No.
A matter of fact, Ted Turner, speaking of Ted Turner, on Orson Welles' deathbed, he's claimed to say, I mean, who knows, but he was really full of himself at, and kind of out of it at the end. He said, "Keep Ted Turner's goddamn crayons away from my movie," meaning Citizen Kane.
Well, he's right.
Yeah, no, he is right. It's just, it's funny. That's the world that we have, that we live in now. But I guess maybe looking back, we didn't think it was we were as prepared back then.
Right. And I guess, yeah, I'm just trying to think of what Doomsday scenarios he might have been thinking of, you know. I mean I guess this was like,
it was 1980, so
right, so nuclear missiles and stuff, I suppose.
Think about it, he has all bases covered.
I guess it's just funny that this thought I wonder if this is like, you know, we only see a 1 minute clip. I wonder if that's it. We only get 1 minute of music.
They're bloopers.
or it would be like a full concert, because you never know like when the meteor is exactly going to.
Back in the olden days when they would sign off. That's what this would be. This would be the sign off.
I guess so. I guess. And they.
This is maybe something he would show people every once in a while. Like, you want to see something? I'll show you something. And he'll go, you know, up to the vault and bust it out on Betamax or something and say, you know, "This is what we're going to play at the end of the world. I stand by what I said. We're not going off the air. And you know, this is what I'll play. You want me to go off the air? I'll play this."
You got to add more of a Texas accent to your.
I have no idea what he sounds like, to be honest with you. I just assume he's a chomping on a cigar.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A cigar.
I used to love watching the TV channel sign offs. I'd be up sometimes after having just watched the movie, and you see that colored flag come over, that colored, you know, just like station flag or whatever it is.
Yeah, it would be like at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I don't know, but what did they play? They played. Star Spangled
National
Banner
Anthem or something. The Star Spangled Banner, maybe.
I'll look on YouTube later.
Yeah, we have to look for those. But yeah, we just wanted to kind of reference this and kind of, you know, just talk about the fact that we shouldn't have even seen this video. So,
has CNN like responded to this, or
it's only been out there for 9 hours?
Okay, I'm kind of curious what they come back with.
it is really funny.
I mean, Ted Turner is dead now anyway, so you could probably just blame it on him. Or
is Ted Turner dead?
He must be. I would think
Turner. No, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's alive and kicking.
Well, he's still not. He's not around CNN or anything like that. He's got to be
76 years old.
I mean, I know these billionaires like never go away from their job, but I would I assumed he was already dead or
He has a nickname of the Mouth of the South. Captain Outrageous. I'm like, what is that? But you know, he's been married three times, one of which is to Jane Fonda, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him and her. He has his own website. Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
Ouch.
But you know, he's one of these guys who he really I think that he had a different kind of vision for what CNN turned into now. Do you watch CNN now?
I don't. I don't think I get biased news from anybody, so.
Yeah, it's difficult, but it's you watch CNN, it's really, really bad. It's like really bad in the sense of
they're
shilling.
But they're the liberal channel, right? As opposed to Fox.
They claim to be liberal with a conservative backbone. You know, it's their commercials are all pretty much like the pharmaceutical companies, car companies. It's about it.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, the agendas are always there. You know, it's like, come on. It's science, you know, take the shot.
Right.
But whatever your opinion might be of that or, you know, whatever, you're wrong. No,
I'm sorry. I don't even know this. Like, who are the stars of CNN?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'll watch CNN from time to time. Like if I'm looking for live news or something, but you have Don Lemon, and that's about it. That's the only person I can think of right now.
No idea.
Yeah, I mean you're not missing much, but you know from what he created to what it is now, which is essentially just a cesspool of propaganda. You know, it's really come and gone a long way.
I didn't have cable back then, so I don't know.
Well, I'm assuming I didn't watch it back then. I was, 7 years old.
Seven
year old. Let me turn on the news. See what's going on with this Carter fella.
Reagan was shot. Let me get the story.
So you sent me a link just now. Are these, these are four. Now you sent me an End of Civilization video.
Well, that's the Gremlins 2 one, so.
Oh, you sent me two of them.
Okay. Yeah, because. I just wanted to get the YouTube by itself.
Oh, gotcha. All right, well, thanks for getting together with this little impromptu little podcast.
Well, I don't think we should go off air. I think we should just keep going and going and going until until the cataclysm hits.
Ironically enough, I do have something prepared for this moment. No, I don't. my End of Civilization for the VHS Rewind podcast. Signing off.
What could we do for our own sign off?
This might work.
The entire broadcast day of WPIX. All
I could just put VHS Rewind.
Programs included therein and their arrangement and compilation are protected by copyright and subject to this notice.
How boring. Let's get to that.
It gets to
places
the
places where no admission.
Oh my god.
There's a something with a flag later on. I don't.
Yeah. Do you notice that the Alive in 11 Alive looks like a Volkswagen Beetle? Like the shape of it.
You're too car obsessed.
This is it. 3.5 minutes of that.
Ouch. I don't know. I was so fascinated by that. I don't know why I liked sign-offs when I was a kid, but.
Wait, I'm just looking. Is that an old flag that they're showing? Are they showing like a 48 star flag?
No.
1979? Hold on. These are rows of six. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 30. Oh, no. 35, 40. Yep. We're good.
I wonder if the other channels will make fun of this. Like, I'm sure this is going to be on Jon Stewart and
Is Jon Stewart still on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought did this. I don't watch any of that stuff, but all right, man. So yeah, there's a lot of sign offs here. We maybe we'll do a show on the sign offs and bumpers. But all right, man. So yeah, I'll talk to you in our next actual TV show segment or movie segment.
All right, I will talk to you soon.